Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, into hour number three. Ron Elias, Patrick Omar, others, your calls are coming up. Paul Watson and I wrote a detailed article. As usual, Paul did most of the work, did a good job, about this new bird flu, and I got some comments on it, more on the just devastation with the hurricane. But I want to get to these calls that have been holding the longest. Ron in New York, who calls routinely, I always enjoy his calls, sends us a lot of good news articles as well. Of course, a retired police officer, and he just mentioned and seconded my comment about there's all these tough guys that are ready to fight with you in a parking lot over looking at them wrong. And, you know, maybe you're just reading their T-shirt, and they're like, what do you want? But if a cop walks over, they begin licking boots and groveling. It's just a symbol of not being a man, acting like you're a man, acting like you're tough. It's pathetic. A real man spends 2 hours with his children on their homework. A real man works extra hours to make sure that his wife doesn't have to work so the state doesn't raise the children. You know, a real man doesn't just strut around acting tough. You know, like all the new icons, on these stupid motorcycle shows on TV. And I'm not saying motorcycles are bad. That was just the example I was using. But then Ron brought up something much more important. All over England and in some U.S. airports 3 years ago, they put in biometric systems that don't just scan your face or your eyes. Now, from a distance, they either pick up passive brainwaves, total quackery. Oh, we're picking up angry brainwaves. Or your walk. Your walk was angry or suspicious. Or the heat signature on your face showed that you were agitated. Well, almost every time I'm in some international airport or I'm at some train station late to go somewhere, folks, I'm agitated. I get agitated a lot. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I have a lot of energy. I kind of skitter around like a squirrel or something. You know, the point is, this is looking for false probable cause and false red flags. Ooh, we're getting something on you. That's our probable cause. Now, I didn't know, I don't know where Ron was going with this, but do you agree with that, Ron?
Oh, yeah. I'm that, not just that, I agree 100% with what you just said. That's precisely what it's designed to do. To elevate voodoo to the level of legal probable cause, but it gets better than that. There's a name which is familiar to you, and even to your colleague, Mr. Watson, from England, a guy by the name of, I believe, Tom Kelly, former CIA. He helped run the London subway system.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he happens to also have another foot of his inside the New York City subway system. People should know this guy's former CIA. And he was the spokesman who was heralding this new system in our local New York City newspapers. Now, the system is going to be drawn up by Lockheed Martin.
By the way, he was the assistant to the director.
Okay.
During the Nixonian era with Lord Bush.
And guess what? Once you keep in mind, you'll always find this quackery, as you call it, and it is quackery. So-called behavioral sciences is quackery, okay, for the most part. You'll always find a former CIA spook who has wormed his way into some local bureaucracy in a city like New York or London or Los Angeles, and they're always bringing these systems in, these quack systems, from their old buddy connection associations in the former military-industrial complex, which we should call today military-industrial law enforcement complex.
We should just call it our owners.
Okay, well, that's what they believe they are, I guess, but they're not. And that's why they always try to implement these systems. Not only do they get to abuse and oppress you, but they get to make millions of dollars, billions of dollars, off of the implementation.
I actually have two articles on that today. Within just a few months, within the next year, the Iraq War will cost more than World War II in adjusted dollars, Ron.
So where else can you have a situation where you gain power over the human race and make money off of their abuse and their tears? And this is what these people are doing. These systems are illegitimate, so-called determined.
Well, look, I'll let you finish real fast, and we'll go to everybody else on the other side. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the third most expensive war in world history, and of course the three most expensive have been U.S.-funded wars, that is, the greatest three expenditures have been by the U.S. More costly than the war to end all wars right now, the two-and-a-half-year Iraq war with only 140,000 troops in Afghanistan and Iraq has cost more than the U.S. spent in adjusted dollars than shipping 1.5 million men over and the 2 years that we were in World War One, or the year and a half. And within a year at current spending, it'll be as much as World War II. Yeah, and that's in adjusted dollars. That's in adjusted dollars. And here's another article. And by the way, this is out of the Christian Science Monitor. Defense firms feast on Bush's war on terror. Ah, feasting. Analysts say that a significant part of the American national life is determined by the financial interest of the Mighty Ten. The Mighty Ten are not the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Special Forces. They're huge arms firms that stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars from Bush's ongoing wars in Iraq, Afghanistan. Of the ten, Lockheed Martin, which Cheney's wife's on the board of, Boeing, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Litton General, General Electric, United Technologies, TRW, and Textron, six are among the world's top ten arms-producing companies. Then, of course, you have the broker who makes nothing, the Carlyle Group. that Tony Blair, when he leaves as Prime Minister, he will go to the Carlyle Group. Ah! Which the Queen of England now owns part of, and the Bushes own a large part of it. And then of course, the Bin Ladens also own part of it. Oh, that's mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
So I just brought that up, Ron, because you mentioned how Lockheed Martin's putting in the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the microphones here in Austin are Lockheed Martin. Put in here 5 years ago, the first wave of them, in 98. So that's not, that's 5, 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, almost. $844,000 a year, every year of new microphones. And every time they put them in, they go, oh, it's a gunshot detector, but it's never used for that. And then the government's own websites admit it's for listening to the citizens. Little shotgun mics that telescopically can listen to you from hundreds of yards. Isn't that freedom, Ron? Ron, are you still there? He must have dropped. He said his phone was, he wanted to hold over. Well, Ron brought up this point, and he was still there, but I guess his must have had a phone problem. But Ron brought that up in the last segment. Yes, cameras going up in New York that will send the police after you if you're walking wrong. Walking wrong shows that you're with the terrorist. See, they got to have reasons to have alerts and alarms and lots of simulated questioning and checkpoints, and except on the border. Just it's all part of the freedom. Let's go to the next caller, Elias in Michigan. Go ahead, Elias.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you a lot.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I would like to get back. I would like the dissent with the person you had on there talking about suing Souter. You know, it sounds great. Maybe it gives him a certain sense of vengeance or something like that, you know, or maybe he thinks Souter will run back to the Supreme Court and change his vote, maybe. But if you think it through, if they win against Souter, then all this has been out the door. Because now they can do it to anybody.
Well, here's the problem.
In other words, they will verify the Supreme Court's decision.
For those that just tuned in, we had the fellow on who's going to developers and wants the homes of all five Supreme Court justices that voted that we don't have any private property. He wants to build Lost Liberty hotels on each one. And look, they say the Supreme Court is the end-all, be-all, the highest court in the land. And so my point is that if it's so good, let's take the property of these people as their punishment, and, of course, while discrediting their ruling, and as to scare other criminals in government who want to use their offices for embezzlement and extortion and mafia tactics.
Oh, Alex, yes, but they will just hide their property. They'll put it in other people's names. This would be the upshot of it all. And thinking it through,
look, obviously,
anybody could do it.
Well, sir,
once they win.
Do you know what our founding fathers did to the Brits?
They kicked their, you know what?
Yeah, well, no, they would take their property and stuff. I mean,
right.
The people who came and took widows' property, the right. town would just have a riot and go take their property or burn their house down. I'm not saying do that.
The Japanese property, too.
Pardon me?
Put them in concentration camps. They took their property.
Yeah, well, the point is that...
It's an old tale, isn't it?
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
But now they make it... if you think it through, as they say... What good is it? It's just a grandstanding deal.
Okay.
You know,
no, I think it illustrates what a hypocrite that these Supreme Court justices are.
I think it's
a wonderful publicity stunt to illustrate this to people.
But it's not really, it's not going to change them any. The cities and states are going to go right on with this thing. They don't give a damn about suing.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, I can only commend the action of our guest that we had on, Mr. Clements, in the last hour. And frankly, I think that if that New Hampshire town votes to do it, I think they should take a wrecking ball to that piece of filth's house. They're doing that to old widows, and he ought to be paid a quarter of its value. Listen, I think Bush ought to send his daughters. If he thinks this war is so great, why is only one member of Congress, his son's an officer in the Marine Corps, and it hadn't even served in Iraq? You know, why aren't all their kids over there? Why aren't Bush's daughters, you know, not wearing the Michael Dell $5,000 gowns and, you know, on luxury vacations and, you know, drunkenly staggering about? Believe me, folks, I lived in Austin. I live in Austin. I saw it firsthand. Why aren't they over there? If they wanted to campaign for their daddy, if they'd have kept their little mouths shut, I wouldn't be saying this right now. If they wanted to go campaign for him and campaign for the war, well, good then. Sign up, girls. Listen. The Supreme Court wants to go around ruling that nobody owns their private property. Let's take theirs. That is not going to have the effect of cementing this. It'll make these people think twice. We need a big, rich foundation that when every cop that shows up with the land grabbers to take the old lady's house, the foundation moves to take every one of those cops' houses and then let them live what they've done to others. Now, certainly, I don't believe in cruel and unusual punishment at the hands of the government. I mean, look, I've said it many times. I believe in the death penalty, but I do not believe in this government administering it because there's such a pack of criminals. We have a pack of criminals running things with a bunch of useful idiots or thumb-sucking, well-meaning Barney Fifes who are the most dangerous people in history. Imagine if Barney Fife, the fictional Mayberry character, had been a Gestapo guard. He could have done whatever he was told because I'm good. I am the government. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Alex, just lock them up for life with no get-out-of-jail-free cards. How about that?
Look, I say it's high treason. Look, Pat Buchanan right now is saying that Bush should be impeached. Okay, now, is he a liberal? You know, I'm saying right now that we need that there need to be indictments criminally
for
criminal activity against those Supreme Court justices.
Well, that's two things I was going to ask you about, Alex, that we need you to report on is the federal grand jury indictment in Chicago.
Well, that grand jury ends in the next 2 months, and we'll find out if all that's a rumor or not.
And the other one is about the BRAC commission on the military base closings. I mean, they're closing these bases. They're fixing to bomb us. Probably in less than 30 days.
Who's fixing the bomb?
I think so. Bush. It looks that way. Could you...
Well, look, I mean, before we had big, giant militaries for huge million-man wars, now it's a rapid imperial force to be landed and to, you know, defeat pathetic third-world populations. And so for what the globalists want, they don't need these bases. But don't worry, they're not getting rid of the bases. They're turning them into local law enforcement centers where they merge the local army with the regular army with the local police. It's already happening. So believe me, they're turning into something far worse. They're turning into local FEMA camps.
Okay.
And, you know, a few are turning into recreation centers and, you know, green belts and stuff, which I think is great. Give it to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. I mean, frankly, these military bases don't do anything. I'm not trying to disagree with you. I mean, that's my view of it.
And the veterans aren't angry about this? They're not raising the storm?
Closing bases? I mean, what are they?
Or is it just the localities where the bases are located where they're screaming about losing jobs and whatnot?
I mean, look, it is going to make us lose jobs, but it's nothing compared to NAFTA and GATT. Look, Alan Greenspan comes out and says that we're in trouble because we're protectionist.
Right.
Now, everybody knows we're the opposite of a protectionist, you know, trade policy.
Right.
For 20 years. I mean, so the screaming about bases, that isn't a micron. You know, they're closing, they're reducing bases in Germany.
Right.
Now, I mean, I don't even know what to say about all this. It's just the military is shifting into a rapid bullying force, basically, to go around stomping on little pathetic countries. So why would it be needed to have a gigantic military for a war with China or Russia, who happen to be real threats, see?
Yeah, it's Taiwan. It looks like they're the ones that are going to be threatened, and us too.
But we've got to go for the bankers and stomp on some third world dustbins.
Right.
Who have 1955 air weapons. Because they're easy to beat. Because they can pour a bunch of weapon systems into it and make a bunch of money. It's a big joke to the globalists. Ha, ha, ha!
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me boil it down. Criminal corporate interests that are mafia, basically. Organized crime. Have seized control of the government and the big advertisement agencies. They are propagandizing you. They consider you their property. They're slaves. They want to scare you into submission using terror attacks they fund and orchestrate. So you will submit to them and be their mercenaries to invade the planet and enslave the world, as well as being enslaved here domestically. Now, I've got several things I want to get into concerning the bird flu and the rest of it. But let's continue with your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Omar in Michigan and Steve, Tony, and others. Go ahead, Omar.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good.
Doing good. One thing I want to say is death to the New World Order and all these bootlickers. Do you have any information on what happened with Barack Obama when he was in Russia, I think they said he was in? They wouldn't let him out.
Oh, you're talking about the senator?
Yeah.
Well, it's just they're very sorry now that they didn't let a great leader out.
Okay.
But what that was, Lord Luger?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you think of that?
I didn't. People was telling me about it, so they was trying to get more information. And I said, well, I know one source that might have.
Sometimes it takes a few days to really find out what was behind it. Sometimes
right.
Never. But we just know they detained Luger for a while, one of the more wicked little senators.
Right.
And he got real mad about it.
Okay.
But Bush loves Pooty Pooch, so
right.
There
you
shouldn't
know,
be a problem.
He's our friend now. Even though they are in league with China to take us out.
Meanwhile, our government's arming China as fast as they can.
Hey, that's the new freedom you've been talking about. We got to get used to that.
We got to give them all the missile systems and nuclear weapons designs. But Omar, we got to stop you at a checkpoint and search you.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we got the homeland's under attack.
I must have been one of them Al-Qaeda guys or something.
Hey, what do you think of the Supreme Court saying we'll take your property whenever we want and not even pay you for it?
It's wrong. And like you say, let's take their property. What if we started taking their property? They wouldn't like it. You know, how can you... I mean, I don't understand this. They doing everything they can to take away our rights and freedoms, and we was the one that attacked, supposedly, but we got to give up our rights.
Well, taking people's houses will stop Al-Qaeda.
You see? Let's show you how stupid they are. Because if they think we're going for it in the new slavery that's coming out, I don't think it's going to happen. A lot of people going to end up dead trying to make people slaves.
Well, you know, it's easy for them to corner patriots here and there, but as stuff gets worse and worse, I got to tell you, Omar, I talk to their own people. Their own folks are waking up as fast as anybody else.
Yeah, because I keep a gun by the door. I don't know what's going on, but it's like this. I'm not going out like that, you know. So whatever
well,
they're
Alexander,
gonna do.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, his famous, I paraphrase it, the secret police would come out at night and grab the fathers, grab the mothers, grab the children. Everybody just groveled and licked boots. There was only, in each major city, a few hundred of them. And Solzhenitsyn said, what would have happened if we would have waited with picks and knives and hatchets?
Chain shots, anything, as long as you resist. Don't let them do it. If you know you ain't did nothing wrong, hey, don't go for it. Got to fight. You're going to die anyway, so you might as well die being a man.
And might as well not be in there with some fat prison guard raping your wife in front of you.
That's right. At least don't live to see it. All right. Thanks for letting me get my 2 cents in. You
all
have a blessed day.
Good to hear from you, my friend. And folks, we're not joking. That's the norm in history, is just being pathetic slaves, groveling, being pushed around, being treated like total trash. That is the norm. That is what humanity's lived under. And I'm sick of it. You're not going to do that to America. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Kansas City. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, that reminds me of that THX 1133. I will not be numbered, tag marked. But, bless the people down there in the Gulf of Mexico. The Kansas City Star had a couple of good articles in it about more than ever electronic eyes following you. And they're putting in more cameras and people are for it and against it. And they say that it's to decrease the number of police and help solve the crime problem.
But after England put in 4.5 million, their crime rate more than quadrupled. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. Notice for the last 10 years putting these in, they're not to watch you, they're for traffic. That's a conspiracy. And then overnight, it is to keep you safe and to watch you. We will be listening to the tone of your voice, the heat patterns on your skin, and your walk. We may take you in for questioning.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I'll take a few more calls. Let's give Steve in Kansas City a chance to finish up. Sir, even in rural areas, little side roads, they're even putting them up the middle of national forests now to, quote, stop dumpers. But the Defense Department admits they came up with this whole plan to, quote, control populations. And so it's been the plan all along. Again, the question is, what is it that they have planned that is so horrible they know it's going to cause mass resistance? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've been out on rural roads that, you know, no, I mean, maybe 10 cars go through there an hour, and there's cameras at the stoplight. But that's to control traffic. And there's no reason for it, and it costs the taxpayers here in Kansas City and in Missouri, you know, thousands of dollars. I mean, they
But again, in this schizophrenic, lying world, it, on one side of the equation, it's true. It is being used. It is hooked in to the Department of Transportation federally and the state. But the predominant use is for surveillance.
Absolutely.
But they can still tell the news, no, 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 because they'll have the spokesman from the TxDOT or the you know, MDOT or the California.DOT, CalDOT. They'll have that spokesman going, oh, no, what we do at the Department of Transportation is transportation. Well, obviously, that's your department.
Well, they just track and trace you. It just says in that article, every day you leave your home, when you buy gasoline, ATM, go to the grocery store, you're not alone. you are going to be watched.
And that's the argument, is you're, it's all, you know, we've already cut your legs off. Why did you not cut the arms off now?
You already
don't have any rights. Just give in to it.
I do put in surveillance equipment for banking systems. I'm an electrician, low voltage. And, I mean, yeah, and what I do is I think, right. I will not cross the line.
Oh, yeah, private businesses. I mean, look, I got cameras on this studio right now, four of them.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's good. I think everybody should have, you know, at least some sort of surveillance in their home for when they leave.
We've gotten the BATF and cops in a lot of trouble. It's good to have a plain head camera.
Oh, yeah.
But to also have a hidden one in the wall with a 24-hour VCR, we can burn them good.
You can have a covert system put in for under $500, and it would tape everything that anybody that comes to the door, they wouldn't even know there's a camera.
And it's just automatic. And folks, it just automatically rewinds and plays every night at midnight or whatever. And after a month or so, you change the tape out because it'll wear out. And then a year later. You know, that one time you need it when the neighbor's going nuts in your yard and then goes and calls the cops on you, you're going to have them.
Absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to get to, I mean, it's kind of off the subject of the cameras and stuff, but it was in the paper also. We got to take God out of school, but they want to put sex education, which is called human sexuality.
I know. They got to teach six-year-olds about, you know, Bobby has two daddies. I mean, what?
Yeah.
I mean,
We can't tell people about, you know, God and, you know, the Constitution and have the Ten Commandments and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, have you heard the latest that Bush is doing? The military, all the branches, the Air Force is making the big announcement yesterday. They're telling all their generals, do not mention the word God, do not pray anymore at events, no more prayers, no more nothing.
We're going to
put women in the front lines, and boy, they hated it when Bill Clinton did it, but they love it when Bush does it.
Mr. Jones, I'll tell you what, the man upstairs is, I know, my Lord and Savior. He's getting mad.
I think God got mad a long time ago, and I know I'm upset. I mean, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. No, I agree with you. It's just, I mean, look at the schizophrenia of this. Bill Clinton, who was a horrible puppet, Rhodes Scholar, New World Order, up one side and down the other. He gives a few supercomputers to China, it's the end of the world. I mean, I must have talked about that for 2 years. It was just all the conservative talk shows. That's all we talked about. Then Bush takes all restrictions off his first month in office, and not a word is said. I mean, it's crazy. And Bush wants women in frontline combat. I mean, that's what the military's doing. There's no discussion of it. Can you imagine if Bill Clinton had a male prostitute madam running whores? Imagine if Bill Clinton had male he had females coming in and out. He didn't have to pay. But imagine if Bill Clinton had dozens of male whores. If Bill Clinton did, can you imagine? And if there was a picture of Bill Clinton putting his cheek up against and hugging repeatedly and looking, I mean, the picture tells 1,000 words. Hey, baby. You know, this, I mean, it's so over the top. It's so over the top. And then Bush is out hugging and kissing and holding hands with Condoleezza Rice at baseball games. I mean, we have the photo and the videos, and they put it on the news, and it's a big joke. Can you imagine what Jerry Falwell would do if Bill Clinton was sitting with another woman, holding her hands and kissing her at a baseball game? I mean, Bush gets to kiss Rice at baseball games with their hands under the coats, you know, basically fondling each other. And Bush gets to hug male prostitutes and kiss on them. And it's just, so what? And I got New York Post articles about top gay porn star serves moguls at elite retreat that Bush is at. They're running them male whores in there so fast it's like a buffet or something. I mean, it's unbelievable. With top secret CIA level clearances in the back of the White House. Briefing the president. and it's the president's checking out the briefs. I mean, it's just never. I mean, and then I got to sit there and hear him talk about how he's a Christian. Stuff is so over the top right now, folks. I say it makes my head spin. It really does. I'm pretty irritated right now. It was here in the top of my stack, a bird flu article I wrote with Paul Watson that is so important. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. And I'm going to try to find it while we take a few calls. So I wanted to read the article. We're running out of time here. I mean, Bush is for total open borders, total amnesty. The plan? This is how the spin works. They've had the neocons all over talk radio and TV. And the Democrat goes, we want total, complete, absolute legalization of all illegals. And the Republican goes, how dare you, that illegitimate, unthought-out, un-American plan. The plan is the president's plan for workers' visas, which is the Democratic bill for total legalization of anybody here that's here for 6 years and lets companies pay to bring more illegals here to dispossess and remove us from the few jobs that are left. And I heard Sean Hannity. And I'm down here reporting on the border. We've got to do something about the border. The answer is Bush's plan, a tough plan the Democrats don't like to deal with these illegals. It's a tough plan. The Democrats wrote it. I mean, it's just the lying. Do you like being lied to? Do you like being laughed at? Do you like it? I talked about it yesterday. I mean, I heard Limbaugh say that peace activists attacked two members of the U.S. Army and broke their jaws in Seattle. And I went online, the mainstream news articles. I went and watched the video. I went and watched police press conferences online. It was gang members grabbing on their women at a hip-hop club, where that's the standard behavior, and they beat them up. They were not peace activists. I mean, when you've got... I heard Limbaugh, another one of the lies. I never have time to listen to it, but I was listening Sunday at a rebroadcast driving home. I heard Limbaugh, this is another lie I haven't talked about yet, say that it's all a big liberal lie that the military has hit all its goals and gone over them for recruitment. Now, everybody knows that for the last 2 years they've been missing recruitment goals. Even when the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Air Force lowered their projections, they still didn't make it. The Army has been floundering everywhere. So they lowered it again and did make their the month before August, their July goals, announced in August. And Limbaugh was crowing that this proves all of it's been lies. What? What? I mean, it's just, and I'm convinced, folks, this is all meant to make conservatives look bad. Because conservatives, real conservatives, are a threat. They don't like to kill babies. They don't like population control. They don't like government schooling. They don't like the whole New World Order family-destroying agenda. So they had to co-opt them. So they co-opt them with these neocons. Meanwhile, the left, who are a lot of well-meaning people who just never got the big picture, they look at neocons and are told this is conservatism. So they go, well, my gosh, I'm a communist then. Whereas if you're a real freedom lover, a real truth seeker who has neo-fascist globalist on the run, the liberals aren't going to listen to you because they think you're, if you have any issue that neocons have, then you must be bad. When the neocons only have those verbally, but when the vote comes down to it, they always vote against the freedom. And I know everybody instinctively knows this, but it's just so important. One or two final calls here. I am going to say this. I've been so fired up after a week of vacation that I didn't plug my videos yesterday. And we're 2 hours, 44 minutes, 43 seconds into this transmission, and I haven't mentioned them yet. And sure enough, I didn't sell any videos really yesterday. to speak of. Just a few of them because I didn't plug it, and I haven't plugged today. I made some great videos, and they're lengthy, they're informative. They truly have information in them. They will make you an expert on the New World Order and how to fight it, so I hope you get my new film, Martial Law, or The Classic Road to Tyranny, or American Dictators, or Police State 2000. I hope you get these videos. Here's an example of 5 minutes in the almost three-hour film, Road to Tyranny. FEMA in Kansas City teaching a room full of police and firefighters and sheriff deputies that all founding fathers are terrorists, the Constitution is evil, and America must give up all its freedoms. On video, shot by a firefighter. Just founding fathers are evil, the state is good. Just patriots are bad. Period. On video. And then we have the training manuals and flyers and news articles about those flyers and training manuals. Saying homeschoolers are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, the family's a disease, they want to kill 80% of us. I mean, you can get these documents off my video, type them into Google, and go find it at the Library of Congress. And we got people saying they want to kill us. And they're going to kill us. And I'm a weirdo because I get upset about it. I'm just going to take a few more calls. Who's up next here? Tony in Arkansas. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you for what you do. I just had a quick question and a comment to follow if I could. I have friends and family in and out of the military, and nobody can find any information on the Internet or in people they talk to about four-star General Kevin P. Burns, and we wondered if you, Rince, anyone has heard anything about his whereabouts and his health and safety. Last I'd heard, nobody could find him, not even his lawyer.
What, the last you heard, none of his lawyer can find him? Where'd you hear that?
I thought I heard that from your show. It must have been Rince's show then. We listened to a lot of GCN, and it was one of those two that they cannot locate him. So, but according to the military sources, again, in my family, one's as high as he's a retired major. They cannot fire, not remove someone from authority, but fire someone without him being tried by a jury of his peers, and that's going to be difficult for him to find because he was, if I understand right, fourth or fifth highest ranking officer in the military and or the Congress removing him. They can remove him from authority like MacArthur was done, but they cannot fire him and have him lose his pension. And then I thought I heard on your show, but maybe it was Rince, that no one can seem to locate him. So this got me very concerned that he had been abducted and they were wanting to find out who else was involved with him in this supposed coup that a lot of people in the military are talking about. And anyway, I just apologize. Did not know if you had not heard, and I'd ask anyone because I'm going to do it. I wanted to get more information from you first.
Let me ask you a question. No,
sure,
I hadn't
sure.
heard that, but I'll check it out.
I appreciate it.
I've been out of the loop a little bit. Can you tell me what the family in the military is just saying about everything that's happening?
Okay. Yes, indeed. The ones that I know, this goes to Nellis Air Force Base out in Las Vegas, Nevada, to Area 51, to friends that are in Pennsylvania. Every one of them are already aware, have your videos, are wide awake to what's going on in the New World Order, and they're trying to wake other people up. There are German troops on Nellis Air Force Base wearing the black uniforms and logos.
Oh, that's admitted. They're all over Texas and
right.
New Mexico.
I apologize. So that's woke up a lot of
Nothing
people.
Nothing to apologize about. I mean, that's admitted.
But that woke a lot of friends of mine up that were just who I would go to Bible studies with, and they were sort of
20-something% of our Army's illegal alien.
Wow. It's scary, and that apparently is what set off, you know, a Kevin P. Burns and others that saw what was coming, but he leaking that information, apparently, and then you and George Nuri getting that out to millions of people, we firmly believe may have saved a nuclear incident up in South Carolina and the prayers and the awareness of people telling other people. But but we're really concerned for him, and so what we're going to do is we're telling everybody we know to call their congressman, please, and ask them to investigate the Kevin P. Burns firing because Rumsfeld did not have the authority to fire him. He could remove him from his position but not cause him to lose his pension, and we want an immediate investigation into the firing of Kevin P. Burns, and I'd ask anybody listening to this, please do that for his safety and safety.
Okay, we'll do that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Jerry in Pennsylvania, last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, latest issue of Gun Week, there was a Bob Leasemaster who writes for it. He was having breakfast at a local diner, and there were some local politicians who were at a table next to him, and they were ecstatic over the Supreme Court ruling, the Kelo ruling, and said they were talking about that they can now use this ruling to rid the area of gun stores and shooting ranges.
Of course, yeah. That's conservative. It'll all be selectively enforced, too.
Yeah. One sentence here from Dimitri Vassilaris, our lovable libertarian who writes in a Pittsburgh Tribune Review, who's commenting on the Kelo case. He says, the District of Columbia should consider condemning the Supreme Court building so the land could be developed for a tax-generating, job-producing business such as an adult bookstore, Walmart, or pig farm.
Well, that's where Bush lives, out on a pig farm.
Okay.
Great point, sir. Anything else?
No, not right now.
I mean, isn't it getting transparent, though? I mean, somebody'd have to be in total denial not to see the tyranny. Thanks for the call. We'll come back with the final segment. I'm going to dig out this Bird Flu story, which, hell or high water, we're going to cover if I have to read it at the start of the show tomorrow. I'm frantically looking for it in my stack. It couldn't just disappear. There's not a Bermuda Triangle here on my desk. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are two of the websites. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
One of the biggest veterans groups in the country, the American Legion, has come out and said in a decision that they want anti-war protests banned. This is the way we defend America, is butchering the First Amendment. This is insane. And I'm not saying all the members are bad. It just shows the mindset. Meanwhile, the ACLU, which I know is controlled, folks, controlled opposition, but they are now filing a lawsuit. It is confirmed that the FBI isn't just listing gun owners and people like that as terrorists, which the ACLU doesn't care about, but mainstream affirmative action groups that promote affirmative action. regardless of what you think of affirmative action, it's their right to do it. And these are mainstream groups with no history of violence whatsoever, listed in secret terrorism dossiers as terrorists. And other anti-war groups and others. It's just, it makes me sick. I mean, it just really, there are no real terrorists. Every time we track a terrorist back, it's Al-Qaeda, CIA, NSA, DIA, MI6. So there's no real terrorist for them to bust. They can't bust themselves. So it's people resisting their criminal activities. You understand that. If bird flu pandemic is the bird flu pandemic a Chicken Little scenario? And it's an article Paul Watson and I wrote. In 2003, it was SARS, the deadly virus that caused lethal pneumonia and lung failure. It was sweeping the globe, and it was only a matter of time before the West would succumb to its devastating wrath. It never happened. The number of SARS cases never topped 1,000, none of which were proven to be anything more than traditional lung infections. SARS has been replaced by a new enemy, an enemy that may require martial law, quarantines, and forced vaccinations, the H5N1, the dreaded bird flu. Are we right to be concerned, or is this just another fear-mongering campaign to make millions, and I would say billions, for Big Pharma and keep us under the suffocating protection of Big Brother Nanny State? In October of last year, the head of the Russian Virology Institute, academician Dmitry Luvov, said in a press conference, up to 1 billion people could die around the world within the next 6 months from the bird flu. We are half a step away from a worldwide pandemic catastrophe, he said. A catastrophe didn't happen in that year, and it didn't happen after 6 months or 8 months. Thank God it didn't happen, but for people like Ted Turner, and Jacques Cousteau and Prince Philip, 1 billion deaths isn't necessarily a bad thing for humanity. Then we get into the New World Order's plans for mass population reductions. The simplest answer is that the world's population should be about 2 billion, and we've got about 6 billion now, Ted Turner told E! Magazine, an environmentalist publication. Turner, pictured above, went on further in an interview with Audubon Magazine to say a total world population of 250 million to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. In a 91 interview with UNESCO Courier, Jacques Cousteau, the famous Emmy Award-winning film producer who went on to be the kingpin of the environmental movement, said, "It is terrible to have to say this. World population must be stabilized. To do that, you must eliminate 35,000 350,000 people per day. Start with you, buddy." And it goes on and on. By the way, Watson, we need to add to this the 73 Kissinger document ordering the sterilization of half the women in the third world. And that's on InfoWars somewhere. We need to post that in this article. I read a page of it. There's many more pages. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Globalists are totally capable, and it is their official plan, to release bioweapons in the future and kill most of us. They love death. You ever seen James Bond's Moonraker? Well, that's the type of crazy he's actually running things. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.